Omikawa. Lastly, a representative of the Japanese operation, Mr. Omikawa. Thank you very much. I would like to use the usual format to talk about what happened in Q2 in terms of press releases. This is divided into new business, new platform, enterprise, corporation, individual, and threat education. In new business, PlayStation 3 web security service to be provided by Sony Entertainment in more than 30 countries in the world from the 11th of May. This is a charged service. And also for PlayStation Portable, trial free of charge security service started to be provided by Sony as well. And world's first iPhone and iPod Touch free web security service was also announced. Moving on to the personal products and services, Windows 7 beta version was announced. In enterprise products, leak proof was also announced. I will not go into too much details, but we also try to focus on threat education. I will talk about this in greater details later on. In the corporate segment, this is a very important point. As was mentioned earlier, in the cloud business and the virtualization business, we will be providing new wonderful solutions. And in relation to that business, we have acquired a company called Third Brigade in Canada. And on the 30th of July, we invited end users to an event called Direction 2009. This was CIO-level people from our end user base to talk about the situation of IT, ask those ideals to talk about their situations. This was a very innovative way of holding an event, and this was very successful as well. We also had an experience seminar for parents and children. Now, in Q3, up to today, what have we done in terms of press releases? Trend Micro, Office Scan Corporate Edition 10, and Smart Protection Network, Web Reputation, Email Reputation, we used to provide those separately. And in version 10, we now have file reputation, and we have three main elements, all the reputation elements in smart protection, and we can now provide them in cooperation with each other. We have also provided several products and made alliance announcements. So this is the situation with the press releases. Now let's look at what happened in consumer business. As was reported earlier, at the global level as well as in Japan, consumer business has been trending positively. Japan, Australia, New Zealand are the specific markets that have done pretty well. Both the storefront and online, the business has been good. For Macintosh, we made an announcement. Announcement was made, products to follow, and the beta version is already provided for Macintosh personal use solution from Trend Micro. Formal announcement was made, and the beta version is now being provided. Looking at other markets, including Europe, in Q3, we will be shipping 17 different language versions of Virus Buster or PC Ceiling or Internet Security, different names in different parts of the world. But 17 different languages will be shipped all together for the first time. Development is already completed, and it's getting ready for shipment in Q3. So we are now able to launch the product together, including the European market. We also have products for Macintosh and also USB for consumer use and PlayStation-related products and services. This slide shows the BCN data, showing the situation up to July. As you can see, now we are at a level of 40-some percent, and this is BCN data, so it's only limited to retail business. And in the next slide, you can see some of the other situations. As you can see, we now have higher percentage for consumer products. This data is Fuji Kimura data, a very new data starting from April. And this doesn't reflect the current situation of 42.7%, but you can see gateway for enterprise, seven client for enterprise, as well as consumer. And in each of these three segments, we are number one. And we are growing fast in consumer. We also work together with NTT for optical communication infrastructure, and we are chosen as a default security provider. Moving on to new businesses. PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Portable. Trend Micro Web Security, as well as Trend Micro Kids Safety. Two products are being provided. 1,980 yen per year. And if you purchase both of them together, it's 3,480 yen. And this is charged service products throughout the world. Agents put into multiple devices and SPN used to connect to a data center. And this solution is already being provided, and we started charging our customers from May. And as of 1st of August, we know that we have 1,500 users who started paying from the beginning and 55,000 on trial. And we have close to 600,000 users who are on this free service. And what Sony will do is to run a campaign to these 600,000 free users to switch to charged services. For PlayStation Portable, we have free trial. This was a very short period, but we already have 100,000 users registered. For iPhone, we don't have any aggressive promotion, but the situation looks good for the US and UK. The security is heavily promoted on the website as well. So in America, UK, and Japan, we are seeing the largest number of paid users. Moving on to iPhone, we have made a newspaper announcement. And at that point, we know that about 30,000 people downloaded the product for free. And after that, we didn't do any heavy promotion, but we now have 40,000 free users.
Another piece of interesting information is there has been the latest version of the Internet white paper. And aside from PCs and mobiles, phones, there is an increase in other devices. 43.5% of the people are accessing the Internet from devices other than the PC and mobile phones. And Wii, Nintendo, DSP, and other such game consoles are increasing connectivity to the Internet. And so we're seeing this trend taking place. And we have been ahead in this area. And when we look at other home appliances and so on, we're going to further be active here. And in storage as well, and Buffalo and IoD data and ED contact is most USB vendors here in Japan have become our OEMs. And for the business model, although it's at a high price, it's selling very well. And there's about 20,000 to 25,000 units per month. This is just in Japan, but this will continue to develop worldwide. And it will be not just for USB alone, but also for the storage family of products. We will be making efforts. Next, a new business of ours is for visualization. It's for the cloud. And how we can visualize security is what we have focused upon. We have a threat management solution, and we're finally able to announce this. We can't announce the customer name, but we've gotten an order for this. And we have moved forward in Japan, Thailand, Singapore, and China. 6 units have been deployed, and we have a support contract as well. The problem that this customer had was in the Asia region, there are many security issues. Even if they had a security policy, it was quite difficult to move forward on this, but it was visualized so that centralized management can be realized. And our visualization product was adopted so that the data from the different regions can be collected to Japan. And with our experts, it's possible to visualize what is taking place so that the level of security can be enhanced. Efforts have started. This is truly a point that is a headache for global companies, and this is a solution which only we are capable of providing. And so therefore, we believe that a global deployment of this kind of solution will be possible very quickly. But there are also standalone purchases made by customers. We have now an internal threat assessment. It's a one-time assessment. We spend a month to carry out an assessment with this tool. And since this announcement, including local governments, we have been able to get major customer accounts, and we have been able to achieve results as well here. Final page is this one. For privacy and for protection of individual information, this is a major issue, especially when it comes to SaaS and cloud computing. With a network environment, there will be even more data that will be exchanged, and there's going to be new kinds of threats. Data leakage is an important point. And there's a variety of different types of information, security risks, and simple mistakes that are made. And we have many points that are covered, and we have this new leak-proof product. It's not going to be excessive control, but rather control can be exerted in a lightweight manner. So in an environment that users are willing to utilize, this can be utilized. It does not mean a very rigid control that will be exercised. And so we are seeing that demand is growing for this. We think that this will develop further. And with our products, there will be further integration with our visualization solutions so that the overall monitoring can be carried out. So in new businesses, we are focused on solutions as well. And in new areas, we will have further collaboration with the Smart Protection Network. And we believe that from next year onwards as well, these will become pillars of our business. With that, closes off my presentation. Thank you.